Welcome to our deep dive, everybody.
Glad to be here.
Today, we're jumping headfirst into Quadrant 7.
Buckle up.
Yeah, seriously.
It's going to be a wild ride.
Haha, no kidding. We're looking at a news summary from the third quarter of 3236.
A very eventful quarter.
It really was. Think of it as a time capsule stuffed with news clippings. We've got political dramas, military maneuvers, scientific discoveries.
Even some interstellar sports.
Oh, yeah, can't forget about the space ball.
It's amazing how this one quarter captures so much of what makes Quadrant 7 tick. That constant tension between cooperation and conflict, the drive for progress butting up against these persistent challenges.
Yeah, it's a fascinating
I
mix.
really is.
So, shall we get started? This news summary, it's packed. First up, the near political meltdown on Zynum. Things got really heated there.
Almost went nuclear, really.
They did. It came down to the wire, but thankfully the MAFC Supreme Counselor stepped in.
Cool head prevailing, right?
Exactly. Brokered a compromise at the last minute, averted a full-blown constitutional crisis.
That was close. Zenom, they're a major player in the MAFC.
Huge political and economic influence.
Right, so had that crisis gone sideways?
The ripple effects would have been massive.
Yeah, across the whole quadrant. Makes you wonder, are there deeper cracks beneath the surface of the MAFC?
That's a good point. Feels like every time we zoom in on one corner of Quadrant 7,
We find another layer of complexity.
we do. Take Pindar, for example. They weren't so lucky in dodging a crisis.
Full-blown political standoff now.
Protests in the streets, a stubborn opposition refusing to budge, the government struggling to maintain control.
Pindar's situation, it's a stark reminder of just how fragile stability can be in Quadrant 7. And this deadlock, this could have serious consequences, disrupting trade.
Causing tensions to flare up with neighboring planets.
Exactly. It even creates an opening for outside forces to step in and exploit the situation.
And just when we thought things couldn't get more dramatic,
The Centauri conglomerate throws a curveball.
they sure did. Their CEO, Ellie Liberty, dies unexpectedly. And the succession process throws the entire conglomerate into turmoil.
A frenzy.
Rumors are flying about power struggles and behind-the-scenes maneuvering.
It's like a political thriller, really.
It is. And then there's that massive security crackdown on New Mall that was unexpected, to say the least.
Very out of character for the Centauri.
Yeah. Makes you wonder if it's connected to the leadership vacuum.
Possibly. Someone trying to consolidate power, silence rivals, or even cover up something even more
It's
sinister.
a real head scratcher.
It is.
Let's shift gears a bit. Let's talk about military developments in this quarter. We had this massive allied military exercise, they called it, caught with our pants down.
Yeah, catchy name.
It really is. And it involved, well, basically every major military power in Quadrant 7. We're talking the Royal Navy, the Imperial Earth Navy, the Mars Star Navy,
The whole gang was there.
all under the command of Admiral Tengu and the JC.
It's interesting, the timing of this exercise.
Why is that?
Well, it comes at a time when the GRIT insurgency is really heating up.
Right, demanding more resources, more coordination from these very same powers.
Exactly. So this exercise, it's a signal they're taking the GRIT situation very seriously, and they're preparing for the possibility of a wider conflict.
Yeah, that makes sense. Speaking of grit, the insurgency there just seems to be getting more complicated.
A real quagmire.
Colonel Hans, the famous pirate hunter,
A legend.
he's now in charge of the counterinsurgency effort. He's
Yeah.
definitely taking a more aggressive
A
approach.
hardliner.
Absolutely. But then you have the Serious Socialist Republic, or the SSR. They're focusing on intelligence gathering.
A more subtle approach.
Yeah, trying to disrupt the rebels' support networks. It'll be interesting to see which approach proves more effective in the long run.
Two very different philosophies.
Okay, let's take a break from all the political and military drama.
Time for something a little lighter.
Exactly. Let's dive into science and discovery. Archaeologists working at the Tuscan Forerunner site made a fascinating discovery.
Oh.
They stumbled upon something called a Type 183 empty chamber.
An empty chamber? That doesn't sound too exciting.
I know, right? But here's the thing. This isn't just any old empty room. This is Forerunner architecture. And any new insight into the Forerunners, even an empty room, is a big deal.
It's like finding a missing piece of a puzzle.
It is. The Forerunners are shrouded in so much mystery, so even something seemingly insignificant can provide valuable clues about their culture, their
It
technology.
makes you wonder what this chamber was used for.
Right. What was its purpose? Why was it left empty?
The mysteries just keep piling up.
Back on the planetary front, Evian experienced a devastating earthquake.
Oh, that's jinx.
Significant damage to urban centers and infrastructure.
A natural disaster on a planetary scale.
It is. Thankfully, the planetary authorities are saying they have things under control, but it's going to be a long road to recovery.
I bet. It reminds us, even with all our advanced technology, we're still vulnerable to nature's forces.
Absolutely.
It also highlights the challenges of responding to a disaster of that magnitude.
Yeah, coordinating relief efforts, providing aid to those in need, rebuilding infrastructure.
It's a massive undertaking.
Let's move on to health and society. The Quadrant Health Organization, we all know them as the QHO, they're facing an uphill battle against ash fever and crimson shakes. These diseases, they've really taken hold in certain areas of Quadrant 7.
Those are some nasty diseases. They can spread so quickly.
They do, and they can be devastating to entire populations. The QHO has ramped up funding for research, they're working on improved treatment protocols, and they're expanding operations to hard-hit areas like Z132.
It's a race against time, really, to contain the outbreaks, develop effective treatments,
and prevent future pandemics. It's a daunting task.
It is.
Okay, I need a break from all this doom and gloom. Let's celebrate a little victory.
Oh, yeah.
The Venerian Spaceball Team, they just won the Interstellar Championship on soil.
What a game. I was on the edge of my seat the whole time.
Me too. The whole Republic of New Venus is going crazy right now. They've got a serious spaceball dynasty going on.
Four championships in a row.
Pretty impressive.
It is. You know, it's easy to dismiss sports as trivial, especially with everything else going on in Quadrant 7.
I know what you mean.
But moments like this, where people come together to celebrate a shared passion, it can be incredibly unifying. Even in a galaxy rife with conflict, there's still room for joy, camaraderie.
And some healthy competition.
Exactly.
All right, back to business. From sporting victories to cracking down on criminal activity, our new summary takes us to the realm of legal and criminal affairs. Earth authorities pulled off a major operation, arresting Raoul Ovid.
He was a customs inspector, right?
Yeah, suspected of corruption. They believe he was involved in smuggling, maybe even piracy.
That's a big deal. Corruption within customs agencies can have far-reaching consequences.
Absolutely. Smuggling rings, pirates, they can destabilize entire systems.
Like a domino effect.
Speaking of destabilization, remember that security crackdown on Newmald we talked about earlier? Well, it's looking even more suspicious now, especially given the Centauri leadership crisis. Some people are speculating that this could be a power grab by someone trying to exploit the situation.
The timing is certainly suspect.
It is. And it makes you wonder who might be behind it all. What faction within the Centauri conglomerate stands to gain the most from this chaos?
It's like a giant game of interstellar chess, with each player making their move, trying to outmaneuver the others.
And finally, we have Colonel Kaczynski.
Another legend.
He's been dispatched to Banoff to investigate that catastrophic explosion. This wasn't just an accident.
It was a tragedy.
It really was. Devastated the entire community. Colonel Kaczynski, he's a renowned investigator. He's going to get to the bottom of this, figure out what went wrong.
Industrial accidents of this magnitude, they raise serious questions about safety regulations.
Corporate responsibility.
Yeah, the balance between profit and the well-being of workers.
Hopefully, Colonel Kaczynski's investigation will shed some light on all of this, help prevent similar tragedies from happening in the future.
It's a crucial task.
It is. It's a reminder that even in a galaxy filled with interstellar empires and advanced technology,
the human cost can be high.
It can. And it's something we should never forget.
Welcome back.
It's crazy, isn't it? This one quarter and 3236, it feels like.
A microcosm of Quadrant 7.
It really does. Each story, like a window into a different part of this complex society.
And when we zoom out a bit, you start to see these recurring themes.
Oh, absolutely.
Like instability, power struggles. We saw it with the Zynum crisis.
Barely averted disaster there.
Right. And then there's Pindar on the brink of chaos.
Yeah.
And the Centauri conglomerate, a leadership vacuum with who knows what consequences.
It makes you wonder, right? Is this just like typical Quadrant 7, or are we seeing a shift towards even greater instability?
The balance of power out there, it's so delicate.
One wrong move could set off a chain reaction.
Exactly. And that brings us to another theme we've seen. Alliances. The need for cooperation.
Exercise caught with our pants down.
Yeah. Still can't get over that name.
Right. But seriously, that exercise, it showed that the major powers are willing to work together.
And that kind of unity is essential.
Especially with the grit insurgency still raging.
Speaking of which, that situation, It really highlights the complexity of these conflicts.
Colonel Hans, he's taking this hardline approach.
Brute force.
Yeah. But the SSR, they're going for a more nuanced strategy, targeting the insurgency's support networks.
It'll be fascinating to see which approach works better.
Yeah.
Brute force versus understanding the root causes of the insurgency.
It's a question as old as time, I guess.
It really is.
While all this military and political drama is unfolding, we have the Quadrant Health Organization battling these horrible diseases.
Ash fever, crimson shakes.
They're really doing vital work.
Trying to contain the outbreaks, develop treatments.
It highlights how interconnected everything is in Quadrant 7. Health crises, political instability.
It all spills over. Impacts the entire region.
I'm still thinking about that new mold crackdown. It just seems so strange.
I know, right?
What if it's not just internal Centauri politics? What if someone outside the conglomerate is trying to take advantage of the situation?
Interesting thought.
Right. Who benefits from a weakened Centauri conglomerate?
That's a whole other layer of intrigue, doesn't it?
It does. And it makes this whole situation even more unpredictable.
Quadrant 7, it's like a giant game of chess.
And we're just trying to keep up with the moves.
Uh-huh, pretty much.
We can't forget about the Forerunners, though. That empty chamber at the Tusken site?
Still so many questions.
Even without artifacts, it fuels the imagination, you know? Makes you wonder what that chamber was used for.
The Forerunners, their legacy, it continues to shape our understanding of the galaxy.
Even all these millennia later.
They're a constant reminder that the past isn't really gone. It echoes through time.
I want to circle back to that Spaceball victory for a second.
You know, it seems small compared to everything else.
It does, right?
Right.
But
it speaks to something deeper, I think. The need for connection, shared experiences, moments of joy, even in the midst of all the chaos.
That Venerian team, they gave their whole planet something to celebrate.
A reminder that, even in a galaxy filled with conflict and uncertainty, there's still room for joy. For sportsmanship.
And for a really good spaceball game.
Uh-huh, exactly.
Okay, enough with the feel-good stuff. Back to reality. That explosion on Bannuth, that was a terrible tragedy.
It was.
Colonel Kaczynski, he's got a tough job ahead of him.
Figuring out what went wrong, why those safety protocols failed.
Industrial accidents like that, they force us to ask some hard questions. About regulations, corporate responsibility.
The value of human life.
Exactly.
Hopefully those answers will help prevent something like this from happening again.
It's a reminder that even with all our advancements, we still have a lot to learn.
We do. And that progress, it's not always a straight line. There are setbacks, tragedies.
It's a balancing act, trying to move forward while protecting people.
And that's what makes these stories so powerful, I think. They're not just abstract events happening in some far-off corner of the galaxy.
They're about real people. Real lives.
This news summary, it's a glimpse into the lives, the struggles, the triumphs of the people who call Quadrant 7 home.
It's complex.
Oh, it is. But it's also incredibly compelling.
It feels like Quadrant 7 is constantly juggling all these challenges. Political instability, security threats.
Scientific breakthroughs.
Health crises.
Economic concerns.
It's a lot.
It is. But that's the nature of a complex society, right? Progress isn't linear. There are always going to be new challenges.
So what does it all mean for the future of Quadrant 7?
That's the million credit question, isn't it?
Welcome back to our deep dive into Quadrant 7. It's been quite a journey, hasn't it? Political turmoil, military maneuvers, those incredible Forerunner mysteries, and who could forget that Spaceball victory?
It's remarkable how much can happen in just one quarter.
I know, right? But now we've got to look ahead. What does the future hold for Quadrant 7?
Well, if there's one thing this news summary has taught us, it's that predicting the future in Quadrant 7 is like, I don't know.
Trying to herd space cats.
Haha, exactly. But we could look at the trends, analyze the ripple effects of these events, and maybe, just maybe, get a glimpse of what might be coming next.
All right, so where do we even begin? There's so much to consider.
Let's start big picture. We've seen a lot of instability, right?
The Zynim crisis, Pindar teetering on the brink, the Centauri conglomerate in a leadership vacuum.
Yeah, and those events, they could just be isolated incidents.
Or they could signal a much bigger shift in the balance of power.
Right. It's like the old order is being challenged.
Like the rules of the game are changing, but no one knows what the new rules are yet.
Exactly. And that creates opportunities, right?
Yeah.
New players could emerge, alliances could shift, old rivalries could reignite. And we can't forget about the grid insurgency that has the potential to really destabilize the whole region if it spreads.
And what about the tension between Earth and the SSR? Could we be heading for another Cold War?
It's a lot to think about, that's for sure. But it's not all doom and gloom.
No, you're right.
We've also seen signs of hope, like the QHO, working tirelessly to combat those diseases.
Ash fever, crimson shakes, it's a tough fight.
It is, but they're making progress. And that cooperation during Caught With Our Pants Down?
That name.
I know, right? But it showed that these major powers, they can work together when they need to.
It's a reminder that even with all the conflict, there's still a capacity for collaboration, for finding common ground.
Exactly. The future of Quadrant 7, well, it hinges on the choices its leaders make, the actions of its people. And let's face it, a little bit of luck never hurts.
It's a reminder that even in a galaxy filled with advanced technology and interstellar empires,
it's the human element that really shapes things.
Yeah, we're not just passive observers. We have a role to play in shaping the future.
And that brings us to the most important question. What will you do with all this knowledge?
This new summary, it's just a starting point.
It's a jumping off point for your own exploration of Quadrant 7.
So, what piqued your curiosity the most? What resonated with you? Maybe it's the political maneuvering in the MAFC or the Forerunner mysteries. Whatever it is, don't let that spark of curiosity fade.
Dive deeper, ask questions, see where it leads you.
Quadrant 7, it's a vast, fascinating place.
Full of stories waiting to be told. Mysteries waiting to be solved.
This deep dive might be over, but your journey's just beginning. Thanks for joining us.
It's been a pleasure.